Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. That rush of wind you're hearing is a collective sigh of relief coming from New Jersey, where just last night, that would be Monday night, the state legislature approved a bill that would see racing continue at the Meadowlands with government subsidies, that's right, for the next 3 years. This is going to the Governor Christie's office, and it's expected to be signed into law. Why the sudden turnaround? We'll find out from our next guest, a state assemblyman with impeccable racing pedigree. That's on this edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. It is indeed a pleasure to have this next gentleman on the other end of my line. His harness racing lineage is, well, beyond reproach, you could say. It is royalty when you speak of the name Dancer. State Assemblyman Ronald Dancer joins us, the son of the legendary Stanley Dancer. Ronald, welcome to Trot Radio.
My pleasure.
There have been some exciting new events that have occurred. We were originally going to talk about your bipartisan bill proposal, that is, that you were co-sponsoring, that would have called for a longer transition period to allow the Meadowlands to go from government-run to privately operated, as in the case of Jeff Gorrell. But there's been some fantastic news in the interim. Tell us about that.
Well, there sure is. Not only is there bipartisan support to approve the leasing of the Meadowlands racetrack to a group led by Jeff Gorrell, but more importantly, we're going to be able to get some funding and well-needed purse supplements along with that. Last night, the New Jersey State Legislature, that is the State Senate and the State Assembly, did pass legislation and is sending to the governor for his signature, and it is my understanding that the governor will sign this legislation that most importantly provides for up to $30 million in purse supplements to the racing industry in the state of New Jersey. Now, specifically, the way the language in the bill is written, it provides that the $30 million would be spread over a period of 3 years.
Okay.
The first year would be an amount of not to exceed $15 million. The next year in an amount not to exceed $10 million. And the final year of the transitional purse supplements would be $5 million.
Refresh my memory for a moment, Ronald, if you will. What is the difference numerically between that and what New Jersey racetracks were getting via the Atlantic City casinos as a way of saying keep the slots out?
Yes. What this is, basically, it is some bridge financing to help the racetracks in the state of New Jersey not only become self-sustainable without any subsidies, but there was legislation that created regulatory reforms for the casino industry in the state of New Jersey. From these regulatory reforms, there will be significant cost savings. The cost savings from the regulatory reforms, a portion of that over a three-year period will be channeled to the racing industry. Specifically, it goes to the New Jersey Racing Commission, and then the Racing Commission will allocate it to the racetracks in the state of New Jersey. But primarily, it is a result of regulatory reform with cost savings to the casino industry.
And again, you know, it's not any new government money, is it?
No,
so
that's correct.
That'll keep Governor Christie happy.
There is no newfound money in the state of New Jersey right now, and the governor has and the racing industry have come together, along with the casino industry, and we have come up here with this self-sustainable plan that provides a savings from a regulatory perspective, and then just a portion of that is coming to the racing industry over the next 3 years. Most importantly, I think that the governor in the state of New Jersey and the New Jersey state legislators all realize that we have two great industries in the state, the racing industry and the casino industry, and that the success of one does not need to be at the expense of the other, that we can have public policy that is mutually beneficial to both industries, and I think that you will see more cooperation in the promotion and the entertainment venues of both casinos and the racing industry as we go forward.
And this really appears to be a win-win situation in terms of the politics of it, isn't it? Because Governor Christie has been able to hold fast to his position of no new money to support racing, yet this money is, you could say, found money because of the regulatory reform, and that way, you know, everybody's happy. No Republicans have to speak ill of other Republicans to hold fast to the Reagan adage, and it seems to work out.
It does, and as I say, there is no New Jersey taxpayer dollars that are involved in this whatsoever. No state direct subsidy. So this is just another example where we all recognize we have two great industries. The New Jersey racing industry here in our state provides, of course, economic, entertainment, and environmental values. We have. Actually, what's been very helpful is educating some of the legislators in our state to recognize that in the state of New Jersey, we are a $1 billion racing industry.
Wow.
That employs directly 13,000 employees caring for more than 42,000 horses on more than 7,200 horse farms that comprise in excess of 176,000 open space green acres horse farms here in the state of New Jersey. And I think they recognize that just leads to a greater quality of life if we can keep that sustainable without any direct taxpayer subsidies.
Have you heard from any of the industry stakeholders? I know that when the bad news came in droves earlier, a lot of, for example, breeding operations were taking their best stallions, taking them out of state to Ontario, for that matter. Have you heard back from those people yet? Certainly, they must be excited.
I have not personally heard. I mean, this all occurred last night.
Right, right.
But I can tell you that right now in the state of New Jersey, it's not only these late developing, very promising events of the purse supplements, the authorization of leasing the track, but we also, the state legislature has moved forward a number of pieces of legislation. For example, internet wagering. I'm also sponsoring legislation that passed the state assembly. It's over at the Senate right now, to authorize internet wagering on New Jersey horse racing. Heretofore, it was only authorized in the state of New Jersey by New Jersey residents. We will now be opening up internet wagering to 37 other states.
Great.
In our nation where parimutuel wagering is authorized. And that in itself will be another incremental boost to the racing industry. I may also say, although some say somewhat of a long shot, the state legislature approved sports betting.
Mm-hmm.
It does have to go on the ballot, and then it does face a federal hurdle. There may be some legal challenges, but I think it's important to realize that the state legislature wrote into the sports betting bill that the New Jersey racing industry would be a recipient of a significant portion of the proceeds from sports betting in the state of New Jersey.
Nice.
So between internet wagering, sports wagering, cooperation with the casino and racing industries, I think our future is certainly boding well for those in the racing industry.
So, barring any unforeseen change of heart on the governor's part, we can look forward to basically business once again as usual at the Meadowlands.
I believe that it's not going to be business as usual. I think that this is going to be a new era in harness racing just nationally. I believe that we will exceed parimutuel wagering handles that were established in the past. I think that you're going to see a tremendous boost in the racing industry as a result of cooperation with the with the legislature, the casino industry, the racing industry, internet wagering, taking advantage of all the new technological advances. Exchange wagering has been also approved in our state. I think that we're going to go to levels that we've never seen here anywhere nationally. I really am very optimistic about the future of harness racing, not only in the state of New Jersey, but nationally and internationally, because the Meadowlands Racetrack really has been the flagship, and I believe that you're going to be seeing some exciting things coming from the state of New Jersey.
Well, it's like the old saying, what's good for General Motors is good for America. Well, what's good for New Jersey and the Meadowlands in particular is usually pretty good for harness racing. So while it's true that, for example, jurisdictions like Ontario had benefited to some degree from the malaise that did take place down there, I mean, we all recognize that, you know, we need a strong Meadowlands and we need a strong harness industry in New Jersey and for that matter, in as many jurisdictions as we can to really grow the sport. I, for one, anybody who listened to this program, Assemblyman Dancer, would know that I wasn't always a huge fan of Governor Christie, but I am delighted to see how this whole thing managed to work itself out. Congratulations. There's probably a big sigh of relief being heard throughout the racing community in your state, and fantastic news.
Well, it sure is. A rising tide lifts all boats, and I think everyone in the racing industry is going to benefit by the recent events happening in the state of New Jersey.
Assemblyman Ronald Dancer, pleasure having you with us on Trot Radio. Sir, do not be a stranger to this program.
I look forward to having a continual dialogue with you, and we're really excited about what's happening in New Jersey.
All the best, sir. Thank you for being on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.